We'll have Cole Manbeck on to start Hour 2 coming up here in about 15 minutes. Talk to him about K-State basketball, where things are at right now. You'll also hear some audio from Bruce Weber in the second hour about tomorrow's game against Iowa State. For now, it was another solid weekend for the Royals in the free agent market. I was really interested to see, you know, coming off of the horrible tragedy with Yordano Ventura, exactly what Kansas City was going to do to try to make this team as good as possible, knowing that whether they'll admit it or not, there's probably one more really solid year where you can make a run before you're going to lose some of your top players to free agency. Well, they've really gone above and beyond and done more than I would have expected, and they continued that by signing Travis Wood to a two-year contract over the weekend. 2 years, $12 million. It's basically a continuation of the Kansas City Royals Chicago Cubs player exchange program. Ben Zobrist and Wade Davis are now Chicago Cubs, where you've got Jorge Soler and you have Travis Wood here as Royals now. I think I'm leaving a couple of guys out. I know Mike Montgomery is now with the Cubs organization as well. It's a solid addition, and Travis Wood is a guy that started his career as a starter, then transitioned to a reliever over the last few seasons. He's been very good there. This past season as a reliever, he went 4-0, making 77 appearances, and had an ERA of 2.95, but he does have plenty of experience as a starter as well, so he should provide some competition for the number 5 starter spot for KC, and it wouldn't surprise me at all if he actually made the rotation. And I think that in any case, whether he's a starter or a reliever, it's a good addition for a solid price and makes KC, I wouldn't quite say the AL Central favorite, but if you're going to pick the Royals to win the AL Central, that's not a crazy proposition. I'll say that much. I think Cleveland's still the best team, but the Royals are right there with them.
Yeah, Royals certainly have done a fantastic job last few weeks and really kind of catching up in the free agent market after being very quiet throughout the early stages of free agency, just letting the market kind of find itself essentially and let it play itself out, and not so much as in pick up the scraps at the end, but find those deals where now you're literally right at the start of spring training scooping guys up for very good value. Granted, this deal is not official yet. The club has said nothing about it. So, again, nothing official, but still widely reported yesterday regardless. So, it would be a good pickup for the Royals in that regard.
He, in his career, he's been lights out against left-handed batters. So, if he doesn't make the rotation, he can certainly be a mix-and-match kind of guy if you have a tough lefty at the plate. Lefties in his career are batting .206. against Travis Wood, and that's obviously a great mark. Righties are batting .255. That mark was actually even better last year. But the other thing that he brings to the table that I really like about him, because the Royals have kind of adopted more of a National League strategy with them playing a lot of small ball, a lot of speed on the bases, Travis Wood can hit.
He can rake.
He's got, I believe, 7 home runs in his major league career.
9 regular season home runs, plus he hit one in the National League Division Series last year as well.
So and 10 home runs.
I actually witnessed his first career home run when he was in a Cincinnati Reds uniform in 2010. He hit one over the left field wall at Busch Stadium.
Why were you at a Cardinals-Reds game in 2010?
My cousins live in St. Louis. We were visiting them that weekend. We went to Busch Stadium.
Well, he does have a lot of power, and he also is just an overall solid athlete. The Cubs threw him into the outfield a few times during the regular season last year, and he did a solid job, including, I remember, one
real
highlight.
Real nice leaping catch against the Ivy.
Mm-hmm, a nice catch against the Ivy at Wrigley Field. So that's the kind of guy that the Royals have always seemed to like, a guy that can come in and be way more than just having one role, whether as a starter or as a reliever. And, I mean, more than anything, you just want to continue to ensure that you're not going to be asking, let's say, Chris Young to start meaningful games for you, or like Brian Flynn or someone like that. Brian Flynn, by the way, who we'll be talking about later on in the show. But I really like this move as much as anything that they've done over the course of this offseason. And now with the players in surprise, I've seen some tweets from like the Kansas City Star guys that are down there covering spring training. I'm ready to get started. I'm starting to get, you know, the weather outside getting a little bit warmer.
It's supposed to be 68 degrees on Thursday.
I'm ready to
71 on Friday.
Ready to smell that leather and eat some peanuts and go to the ballpark and all that good stuff.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, so we're getting out of the hot stove era of the wintertime, which is nice. We're going to be headed to CBS News to finish off the first hour here in just a minute. As a preview for what we have coming up in the second hour, we will be talking to Cole Manbeck to lead things off. Some audio from Bruce Weber talking about two things in particular. Number one, DJ Johnson's chances of playing tomorrow against Iowa State. Maybe not as much of a sure thing as we would have thought to begin with. And the confidence of Barry Brown, who had another subpar performance against West Virginia over the weekend. How are things with K-State's shooting guard as we enter the stretch run of the season? An outlook on K-State's NCAA tournament chances with new updates to Joe Lunardi's bracketology and ESPN's Bubble Watch. And then, of course, you can't be serious with, as I just mentioned, Brian Flynn, a KC relief pitcher who is out for 8 weeks for a bizarre reason. That's all going to be coming up next. If you've missed anything from the first hour, check out the podcast page, newsradiokman.com, under the On Demand tab. Cole Manbeck is coming up next to start off hour two.
Now you can easily deposit checks from the KS State Bank iPhone and Android apps with free mobile deposit. KS State Bank, member FDIC, KMAN, Manhattan.